everyone. Welcome to my podcast, Amazing Philosophy. Today we are going to have the pleasure to talk with an amazing philosopher and one of the most important figures of Europe, Immanuel Kant. We are going to ask him a few questions so you can get to know him better. With nothing more to say, let's start, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello everyone, it's a pleasure for me to be here with you.
Thank you. So let's start with the first question. What do you study in school and in university?
In school, I studied everything about the classics, and university, physics, and mathematics. But I had to leave university after my father died, and I began to work as a private tutor.
In what year and with what help you became back to study university?
I came back to study university in the year 1755. My friend helped me, and I got my doctorate.
Besides your works about philosophy, what else did you write?
I wrote a lot about scientific subjects, but mostly about the area of physical geography.
Tell us a little about your childhood.
Well, my parents were very religious and my education was very strict and disciplined.
In any moment, did someone try to prohibit you from writing about religion?
Yes. In 1692, Federico Guillermo II prohibited me from giving classes or writing about religious topics. I respected this for almost 5 years until he died. After that, I felt free.
Why are you so well known?
I am best known for my work in the philosophy of ethics and metaphysics, but I made significant contributions to other disciplines. In 1754, I argued that the moon's gravity would slow down Earth's speed, and I also wrote a book called Critique of Pure Reason.
Tell us a little bit about your book.
The Critique of Pure Reason was the result of 10 years of thinking and meditation. It is a transcendental inquiry. The main objective of this is to achieve a definitive answer as to whether metaphysics can be considered a science.
At what year do you went to university?
I went to the university when I was 16 years old. I went to the University of Königsberg, where I studied physics, mathematics, philosophy, and some others.
Thank you very much, Immanuel, for being here and answer all my questions. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.